But at the end of a day and 7 years, who should be seen coming to the castle but the giant? The king's son was reminded of his promise to the giant. Until now, he had not told his promise to the queen.
Leave the matter between me and the giant.
Turn out your son. Mind your promise.
You shall have him when his mother puts him in order for his journey.
The queen dressed up the cook's son, and she gave him to the giant by the hand. The giant went away with him, but he had not gone far when he put a rod in the hand of the little laddie.
If thy father had that rod, what would he do with it?
My father had that rod, he'd beat the dogs and cats, and they won't be going near the king's mate.
Thou art the cook's son!
He catches him by the two small ankles and knocks him against the stone that was beside him. The giant returned in a very great rage and anger. The earth shook under the sole of his feet, and the castle shook and all that was in it.
Out here with thy son, or in a twinkling the stone that is highest in the dwelling will be the lowest.
So they had to give the king's son to the giant. When they were gone a little bit from the earth, the giant showed him the rod that was in his hand.
What would thy father do with this rod if he had it?
A braver rod than that.
Where is your father when he has that brave rod?
He will be sitting in his kingly chair.
Then the giant understood that he had the right one. The giant took him to his own house, and he reared him as his own son.